From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Ferguson, Missouri continues to be a flashpoint 1 year after the high-profile shooting death of 18-year-old Michael Brown, an unarmed black man who was shot by a white police officer. As VOA's Kane Farabaugh reports from Ferguson, officials declaring a state of emergency did not prevent further clashes between demonstrators and police during a second night of unrest in the embattled St. Louis suburb.
As night fell on Ferguson, Missouri,
no justice!
Tensions between demonstrators and police escalated once again. Dozens of protesters repeatedly defied police orders to stay off the street. And stopped traffic on West Florissant Avenue, the scene of riots and looting over the last year. The beefed-up police presence in Ferguson comes one night after officers shot and seriously wounded one suspect they say opened fire on them, leading to charges against the suspect and a state of emergency declared in St. Louis County to stem further violence. Kane Farabaugh, VOA News, Ferguson, Missouri.
Investigators probing last year's downing of Malaysian Airlines flight MH17 over eastern Ukraine have found fragments that may have come from a Russian surface-to-air missile. Dutch prosecutors said in a statement Tuesday that the investigators from Belgium, Australia, Ukraine, Malaysia, and the Netherlands, who are conducting the criminal investigation into the crash of the Malaysian airliner, are examining several parts possibly originating from a Buk surface-to-air missile system. Russia has blamed the downing of the airliner on a Ukrainian missile. Ukraine has rejected that claim. This is VOA News.